أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا، إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. In the lesson that we had previously discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Yusuf alayhi salam, the little boy, comes to his father in the morning and relates to him this amazing dream that he had. And he was very much surprised at the dream, and he felt that he had to have the dream interpreted. We spoke of the importance of dreams and having dreams interpreted and the interpretations of dreams. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in the hadith that a true dream is 1/40th of nubuwah. 1/40th of prophethood. In other words, 1/40th of prophethood, 2.5% of prophethood, wahi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam via dreams. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ordinary people can experience that part of wahi, which we would refer to as inspiration. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that through dreams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a dialogue with his servants, through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will issue certain warnings to him, or through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him certain glad tidings and good news. We spoke of the importance of dreams that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had attached to them, that after the Fajr Salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have this informal lesson with the Sahaba, and he would ask him about the dreams that they had, and he would relate certain dreams to them as well and interpret them. So Yusuf alayhi salam comes to his father, he relates his dream to the father who is Yaqub alayhi salam, a great Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal. He understands that this is no ordinary dream. So firstly, what does he tell him? He issues a warning to him before interpreting the dream, because he realizes that this is a really amazing dream. So he says, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son, La taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatika, do not relate this dream. Do not tell any of your brothers of this dream, فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدًا, lest they devise a plot against you. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ, certainly shaitan, he is an open enemy, a manifest enemy for insan. So Yaqub alayhi salam, he understood that the other 11 brothers, they harbored envy, and they had become jealous over Yusuf alayhi salam, because they felt that Yusuf alayhi salam was in a position where his father Yaqub alayhi salam loved him more than he loved all the other brothers. So he warns him and he issues a warning to him that, listen, don't share your every moment of success and joy and happiness with everyone. Sometimes even somebody as close as your brothers and your sisters, your siblings, you shouldn't even share it with them. Somebody that close, especially the days and the time in which we live. So we learn from this something very important that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, that we should try our level best not to share our every achievement, especially if it is of a worldly nature, and our every success and joy with everyone out there, because definitely there are people who will have envy and jealousy towards you. So he says that, look, inna shaitan, and he says this is because of the devil. The devil is the one who will come and he will incite and influence your brothers to develop hatred towards you. And I fear because of the jealousy, the envy and the hatred that they have, they will try to harm you in one way or the other. وَكَذَٰلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ. And now he interprets the dream. Yaqub alayhi salam, he tells his son Yusuf, وَكَذَٰلِكَ, and this is how يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ, your Rabb is going to select you and he's going to choose you, meaning to become somebody really special. وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِن تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ, and your Rabb is going to teach you the interpretation of events. He will give you the ability to interpret dreams. In other words, he is going to bestow you with a unique type of knowledge from himself. This is going to come to you from Allah. Wisdom, hikmah, nubuwa, prophethood, and all of that is what your Rabb is going to teach you. وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ, and he is going to perfect his bounty over you, referring to prophethood. وَعَلَىٰ آلِ يَعْقُوبَ, and he will perfect the bounty over the family of Yaqub. كَمَا أَتَمَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَبَوَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, just as he perfected his bounty, referring to prophethood, on your forefathers from before, that is Ibrahim and Ishaq. Yaqub was the son, Yusuf was the son of Yaqub, Yaqub was the son of Ishaq, and Ishaq was the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inna rabbaka alimun hakim, certainly your Rabb, he is all knowledgeable and all wise. And this is the end of the first scene. So this scene takes place between father and son, where the dream is related to Yaqub alayhi salam, and he in turn interprets the dream for Yusuf, and of course he issues a warning to him. The brothers, they get together, they used to go out during the day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the spotlight on that scene where the brothers are one day having a discussion amongst themselves. It is said that Yusuf alayhi salam, he was a young child and he could not contain his excitement, and he related the dream to them, right? Or to one or two of them. He spoke about it. He was a young child, he was a young boy. That's one interpretation. The other interpretation is he never revealed the dream to them. He never spoke to them of the dream. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make mention of that. إِذْ قَالُوا لَيُوسُفُ وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِينَا مِنَّا وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one day the brothers get together, they're having a discussion, and they're speaking about the love that Yaqub alayhi salam has for Yusuf. So, إِذْ قَالُوا, they said to one another, لَيُوسُفُ وَأَخُوهُ, certainly Yusuf and his brother, referring to Binyamin, Yusuf and Binyamin were real brothers. Real brothers meaning they had the same father and the same mother. Whereas the other 11 brothers, they had the same father as Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub, but a different mother. Okay, so both of them came from the same father and the same brother. It was Yusuf alayhi salam and Binyamin. And they said, it seems as if the two of them are more beloved, أحب إلى أبينا منا, are more loved by our father than us. ونحن عصبة, whereas we are an عصبة, we are a group of strong, well-knitted youngsters. Why does it seem as if he loves them more when they are small, they are weak, they are young, whereas we are going out and attending to the chores, and we are carrying out the errands, and we are this group of strong youth. It doesn't make sense for him to love them more than he loves us. Inna abana lafi dhalalin mubin. What did they say? It, certainly our father is in clear error. Uqtulu Yusuf. What did they say? Let's kill Yusuf. Kill him. This is the result of jealousy. And what jealousy can lead a person to do is to even commit murder. اقتلوا يوسف, kill him, أو اطرحوه أرضا, or let us banish him to a land. Let us take him, and we will take him to a far away land. We will leave him in that land. Why? يخلو لكم وجه أبيكم, so that your father's face and his attention can be specially reserved for you. From this we also understand and we learn that siblings, there is that rivalry amongst the siblings to compete with one another, seeking the attention and the happiness and the approval of the parents. And that is why it is necessary for the parents to learn how to manage the rivalry amongst the children, especially when it comes to seeking the attention and the approval of the father or the mother. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us not to openly express one's affection and love for one child over the other. This is not allowed. Though one is allowed, naturally, you are allowed to have more love for one child over the other. And in the case of Yaqub alayhi salam, it was justified. Why? Because it was based on religiosity. He looked at his other sons and he realized that they have these certain shortcomings, weaknesses within them. And based on that, he naturally was more attracted to Yusuf alayhi salam and his brother Binyamin compared to the other brothers. So what did they say? They said that, listen, once he's out of sight and out of mind, يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ Your father's attention will be specially reserved for you. He will not have to share that love and that attention and that time with anyone else. It will all be ours. يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ وَتَكُونُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ And look, after that we did something wrong, after that we'll become pious. وَتَكُونُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ After that we'll become a pious practicing people and we'll make tawbah for the crime that we had committed. Alright, so we'll change our lives after that. While they're having this discussion, and everyone is like, yes, kill him, let's really just get rid of him. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ One of them seated there, and he was the eldest brother. He always, you will find throughout the story of Yusuf a.s., his name is Yehuda, he always had a soft spot for Yusuf a.s. And he always had some type of care for Yusuf alayhi salam. He says, listen, لا تقتلوا يوسف. Don't kill him. We don't have to go to that extreme measure of taking his life. لا تقتلوا يوسف وألقوه في غيابة الجب. Let us throw him and cast him into the depth of a deserted well. We'll go to some well, right? And we'll drop him and leave him in the depth of that well, يَلْتَقِطْهُ بَعْضُ السَّيَّارَةِ Some travelers who will be passing by that well or passing through that area, they would like to draw water from the well. They will retrieve him and they will find him. So let us do this. إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ I think this is something that we really need to do. And this is how we should go about managing Yusuf alayhi salam. And this is what they all had decided to do. May Allah grant us the understanding.